Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus, 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 the name of power, the name of healing, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus, Jesus, and shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets. In the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I greet you well in the name of Jesus. Just want to welcome you all to another Bible study. It has been a very eventful week. And the mere fact that we are alive and we are in our right mind, you know, it's a reason to give God thanks. You know, amidst everything that has transpired is a reason to give God thanks. Amen. 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 Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, as I prayed about it with much sincerity, I think it was yesterday or sometime last night, the Holy Spirit would have led me to just be in a session of prayer. Just use this Bible study session just to pray for Jamaica. You know, though some of us are still in Jamaica, some of us are here in the United States, or wherever we are this evening, we have some connection with Jamaica, somehow or the other. You know, and even if we didn't have that personal connection with it, we're still apart. We're still living in this world. You know, and we're called to be our brother's keeper. And when our brothers or our sisters are affected in any area, we're called upon to pray for them, pray for those that mourn, that they may be comforted. Amen. We have a responsibility as a community, as individual, to bear one another's burden. So, you know, and know that when you open your window and whatever is happening on the outside, it could have happened to you too, but it's only because of God's grace and his mercy. You know, so we are mindful of that this evening, and we are mindful of it, and I know our minds, throughout the course of this week has been bombarded with a lot of graphics. You know, the graphics is so loud in our head when we see disaster, when we see the brutal images and stuff. Sometimes I wonder if I'm watching a preview of World War II or something, that has gone on before that caused so much damage, but we are concerned. We as a group, we are concerned, and our heart goes out to our family members or ourselves or Jamaican whole. Our heart goes out to them. We only hearing it from across the fence, but if we were in the situation as it was happening, we don't know how we'd respond to it. We are responding, we are seeing it from a dry place now, but they were in the wet. They were battered to and fro in the wind, moving out when it was still dangerous out of their dwelling place. See all that they have worked for all these years just disappeared in thin air. Their strength at best was weak because they couldn't hold down the roofs with their hands or whatever they had. They couldn't have hold it down, and it just disappeared. All that they have saved up their monies for over the years, they have seen it wet, they have seen it soaked, they have seen it just dissolved by Hurricane Melissa. It doesn't matter how new that piece of furniture was or that appliance was, it was being drenched. It was being drenched in the waters. And when we look at it from the perspective that we're looking at it and stuff, we see that there is much we can do, even to offer prayer for them at a time like this. Before going any further, let's just breathe a word of prayer. Amen. Lord, we just give you thanks. We praise you and we glorify you. We are mindful of your presence. We know, mighty God, that we cannot distract you because you are so in charge of everything. When we call unto you, mighty God, you don't have to look around to see us. We are right in your eyesight. You see us. You don't have to see us from a distance. You are a very present help in time of trouble. We thank you, mighty God, that we can call unto you on our behalf, and also we can intercede for on the behalf of others. You have so graciously blessed us so we can operate in multiple offices at the same time, knowing, mighty God, that you are the one that is in us, that propel us in order for us to have that, to grow compassion for one another. And so as we gather as a group, mighty God, praying for Jamaica, Lord, and what has transpired there in the past couple of hours, mighty God, we just want to we just want to draw that burden, mighty God, so that, Lord, we can properly intercede from them, for them, on a personal point of view. Lord, be with us as we hope in our spirit this evening. Cause us, mighty God, that there will be no hindrance between our prayers as we intercede. Clear the atmosphere, mighty God. Everything that is unlike you, we place it under the blood, and we pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will speak in and through us. Give us a receptive heart to your glory and for your honor, in Christ's name. Amen. It is no secret what God can do, what he has done for others. He will do for us. He will do for you. Amen. We prayed before the storm. A matter of fact, from the very outset of it, and the way it was moving into the island, or the way it was moving into any island at all, We would have prayed. We had time that we came together and we prayed. In our personal devotion, we prayed. We prayed as a group. We joined with our with Prayer Portal to Heaven's ministry, and we prayed, we interceded, and this is the outcome of it. Amen. This is the outcome of it. The storm came, it went through, it did damages. The sea enlarged, swells, and would go over its bounds and come onto the land. The rivers overflow its bank. We see a natural catastrophe, a natural disaster. We prayed, and we believe that in this too, there is Jesus. He spoke, and it's time for we to respond. The Lord spoke. It's time for we to respond. Sometimes when we pray, is not what we bargain for, we get. Sometimes we ask for coffee and we get cocoa. We ask for sugar and we get lime. And whatever the result is, we are blessed. Whatever the result is, whatever course our prayer would take, whatever we would have been interceding for, and it doesn't come the way we want it. But we thank God that God himself have his way. He had his way, and we are so grateful. Things could have been so much worse. Things could have been so much worse. So in spite of it all, in spite of it all, there is a blessing. And sometimes we don't see it immediately, but further along, we will understand why. Disasters will come, and it will affect us as children of God also. Situation will arise, and we would have been involved in it. Not because we are Christians, giving our life to God, water baptized, Holy Ghost filled, in a secluded community, a secluded faith by ourselves. That doesn't mean that we are immune from the troubled times. Being in trouble doesn't make you less of a Christian. Amen. God would cause certain things to happen to us to improve or increase our faith and our belief in Him. When things like this happen, let us look onward unto Him who is able, who we have stored up, who we have placed all our faith and our trust in. This is not the end. We are still going through it. And so we deviate from our studies of Corinthians this evening for this purpose. For those of us who came on late, yeah, we have deviated, and I've looked up, I've been researching some stuff, and not that I don't know, or not that I wouldn't have an idea of some of them, but I just basically look up why people pray after a storm. I know I told you before that we prayed before the storm. But now, this is after this storm now. And we know that some would have been praying during this storm as well. But I looked up why people pray after a storm, and some of the result that came up, which is not surprising to me, but is more structured, because maybe if I would be just talking at the top of my head, I would be going to and fro. But I had like a structure. I get a structure when I research it. He say, we pray for gratitude. After danger passes, many express thanks for safety, mercy, or help receive. And prayer can be a way to acknowledge blessing when relief would have arrived. We pray for the gratitude. We're showing gratitude. The dangers pass. I was watching a clip, one of the video clip, and this guy was explaining what he was going through during the whole situation. How he would have embraced himself. He would have placed himself underneath a column that he thought was saved. And he saw the roof going off zinc by zinc, zinc by zinc. And then finally, when he realized the water coming in, reaching up, he cannot swim, that he have to take his family and they have to run out of the house, leave it all behind and stuff. So he's alive now because he's telling his story. So that's gratitude. The dangers pass. He come through alive. So that's gratitude. So one of the reasons why we pray after a storm is to express our gratitude to Almighty God that He has shown us mercy, and the help that we have received. One of the other reasons why we would pray after a storm is to process fear and loss. Many people are confused where how they're going to pick back up the broken pieces and put them back together again. Many of the things that they have found in this storm, it can't even put back together. They're in a stage of fear. No. For those who don't have not yet anchored their faith in the Almighty God, they will be fearing, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Night is coming down. How am I going to sleep comfortably? I have this that I have saved back. I have my jewelries. I have my little money that I had saved up there. I had my watches and my phones and this. And now I may be in a building that is not secured. There's no burger bars all around it. I'm not secured and stuff. How am I going to hide this treasure that I would save back from the storm and stuff? So they're in a state of trauma. They have been traumatized and night is coming down. They don't even want to see a rain cloud because they know if they see that rain cloud and the rain come down, it's going to damage what they have already what they have already dried out. They don't want to see any, not even the last bit of raindrops for now because of what the trauma that they have experienced. So the storm can be traumatic, very traumatic, and they don't even want to hear the sound of wind because the tune that storm played is like a recurring decimal in their head. No. Even if they hear like a vehicle passing too fast, it would cause them to have trauma and stuff. And so prior, when we pray, it can help to calm that anxiety that they may have been going through. That not may have, but what they are going through, that anxiety, and to cause their thought to be centered on the Lord who provides. The prayer now would provide like emotional support as people cope with the damage, injuries, and displacement they are now taken out of their comfort zone. We know that when it comes onto our home, we make it so comfortable so that we can be that it accommodates us. Whenever we come home tired, when we reach home, we can is a place where we go to rejuvenate ourselves, a place where we go to refresh ourselves and take our rest, change our clothes, just relax and have that, just enjoy the atmosphere. But these are people now that have lost their place where they would have found that comfort and that security. So when we pray, we pray that they will process the fear and the loss that they're going through. And also when we pray after a storm, we pray for community and solidarity. That no man is an island, no man stands alone. We all need each other. We all should value each other. We should not look at anyone as being insignificant and stuff. And now when things like this happen, it shows how valuable Another one is, it shows how important people are to you. And and this is a time that when you have, if you have any animosity between you and your neighbor, it's a time to resolve it. It's a time to let bygones be bygones. It's a time to really draw close one to another. So with each other's help, we can overcome. Amen. And when we pray after a storm too, it causes us to seek the meaning. Seek the meaning of what, of why this happened. Ask Almighty God, why would it be would this happen and stuff, so that you can be it's give you a sense of preparation, so that if you need to break up your fallow grounds, if you feel convicted that the reason why this happened is because of something that you are involved in that is unlike God. It also if you are in a state, if one is in a state of a backslidden situation, they would quickly come back to God, knowing that the power of Almighty God, and what He can do. Because to be in a state of backslidden position, is not an easy thing. The least you could think of when you and happens to you, and your mind, your life flash before you, the first place you want to go is Calvary. You want to run back to the cross, because you is like is that ever is like there's certain consciousness that will come upon you from time to time, that to realize, to show you that you don't belong where you are. You need to get back in fellowship with Jesus. I guess this is one of the time that those that have wandered far away from God would be coming home to Him. And the opposite still attracts, because you will have those still that has not known the Lord as Savior, and this too will even drift them even further away from God. When they see all this, they would find reasons to be hardened in their situation. Worse when they see that their neighbor, worse when they see that their neighbor who go to prayer meeting and who go to church and who go to choir practice and who preach the word and stuff, that their roof is gone too. And possibly they are in the same place where they are being accommodated, and they are now looking at the pastor, they are now looking at the choir member, and all of them underneath the same roof. It would cause them to say, okay, so if all of us are here after this storm and stuff, and all of us roof gone, don't make sense I even go down to the church, and the very church too, the roof gone and stuff. So it would cause them to drift and say, boy, whatever, but it's not supposed to be so, when we see things like this, supposed to pull us together, find the meaning why this happened, so we can draw close to God. Amen. And when we pray during after a storm too, we seek protection and guidance. Many, as I said before, you would have saved. If possible, whatever you save would be something that means much to you. Whatever me have a significant meaning to you, you would have saved it. You'd have tried to save it eventually. So you want the protection for the people there, and the guidance for them, because now they are open up to anything. They are open up to all forces of darkness and stuff down there. They have lost their security, their physical security. And it's a time that they have to learn to lean on Jesus. And also, when we pray after a storm, it shows your faith, your continuity. Your faith continues. You continue to lean on Jesus. You continue to know that you have no other hope in nothing else other than in Him. Amen. And we stop there. We stop there this evening. That's like a mouthful. That's more than a mouthful of what we can pray for. Anyone have anything to say before we go into those short prayers?
I good night, everybody.
Good night, sister.
I think everybody learned a lot from what was happening in Jamaica. Because some people say that this time wasn't coming and they didn't, put themselves good. And they didn't believe that God would be sending such a disaster. So now that this is happening and everybody is saying, oh God, thank the Lord that our lives have been saved. That means this is a time now they should be having this mindset to have God in their lives, fully in their lives. So this is like a this is not just a story. This is reality. This is reality. So we are learning from what is going on, what people have been saying during this storm or before this storm or after this storm. Everybody is saying, thank the Lord, their lives have been saved. So this is a time people should be thinking of having Jesus full time in their life. So,
Amen.
yeah. A lot of we I think they're supposed to have 19 lives that were gone, but at the same time, majority still stands. So whatever
Amen.
happened to the houses
Material
is just
thing.
a material
Material
thing.
thing.
So, we just have to give God praise and thanks for everything. That is my few
Amen.
words.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen.
May I just say something? Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Sister Thelma.
Good evening. God is a good God. In everything, God is good. Yes. And this storm, this what has happened in Jamaica and elsewhere, it is an eye-opener for us all.
Wake up call.
Yes, and when I listened and heard everything, I remember the story, not the story, the lesson of the Good Samaritan. We are all our brother's keeper.
Amen.
Nobody is separated from the other person. We are to live together. We are to live together. However far the person is, we are together. And God is drawing us together in these many ways. And I said also that God does not bring destruction on anybody. No, it is our own disobedience that caused all these things to be happening to us. Yes, and we have to pay the consequences. Yes, I just look at it like that. God did not hurt us. He's a loving God. He's we
Amen.
bring it on ourselves. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I'm just thinking like that. So whatever happened to us is our own consequences, is the consequences of our behavior. And we are to be united. We are to love each other. God is drawing us together. Yes, we are to look up to Him. We are to give our hearts to Him. Those who are far from Him, draw nearer. Draw nearer.
Yes,
It's a
that's
time to
true.
draw nearer to God. Nearer to God. We have no other
Amen.
hope, no other person to draw to more than to God. And those persons who are saying that is an act of man, they're stupid. They're stupid. They're stupid. How can it be an act of man? Man can blow breeze and destroy property and everybody is in it. Everybody is in it. It's not one or two persons. Everybody's feeling the pinch of it.
The blunt.
Yes, the blunt of it. So
Yes.
I just want to say that we are to stick together, work together. We'll come back. We'll come back. And you're going to be surprised in another 2 months what Jamaica and the other countries will be like. Bigger, better.
So
and
true.
The word says, our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We are getting there. We are going to go back. Yeah, just be patient. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Courage.
We're going back bigger, bigger. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen, Sister Thelma. Anyone else? All right. Amen. And we all know that sin has a rippling effect. Blessing too have a rippling effect. You know, when you're blessed, your neighbors are blessed. Whoever is who is in your surrounding, they are also blessed. And if there is sin in the camp, it has a rippling effect as well. You remember Achan's sin. You know, when he sinned, his whole tent, everyone in there has to pay the consequences of it. You know, and vice versa, similar with blessing too. When there is blessing, it has a rippling effect. So those around you would be blessed as well. Remember Paul and Silas in the prison when they prayed at in midnight, not only their bonds were loose, but the prisoners that were around them, they were loose as well. Amen. And so, yes, this is an opportunity for us to see God's faithfulness. You know, I always say that trials are not enemies of faith, but is an opportunity to prove God's faithfulness. Amen. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray concertedly, or do you prefer we pray individually? All right. Let's pray concertedly. You know, just if you can't open your mic, if you can't pray without opening up, whatever, just let us just intercede. Let's go before the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, it is no secret what you can do. We thank you, mighty God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, mighty God, that you are never tired of hearing us. We are your people, mighty God. You have built us for such a time like this to bear one another's burden. We thank you, mighty God, that you are familiar with our weakness, with everything that we are going through. You know about it before the onset. And you know, mighty God, the very antidote that can clear our path to give us a brighter future. Mighty God, we pray that you will teach us your ways so that we may acknowledge you in all the walks of our life. And Lord God, as Jamaica, mighty God, would seek to put back the pieces together, I pray, mighty God, for a sense of community, that they will join hands and heart together. I pray for the safety of your people, Yes, mighty
The
God, I
promise
pray in the
behind
name
us,
of
yeah,
Jesus that you will
the
feel a blood
promise
wall run about
behind
them. Mighty God, I pray that you will cause them to be together. Hallelujah. I pray, mighty God, that no one will try to make any gain from this disaster. But mighty God, they will lay all animosity aside and pull together so that they can come through as pure gold. Mighty God, I come against the act of stealing in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that attitude in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that Lord God, their mindset will set aright to help their neighbors, mighty God, to help each other pull through this, mighty God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will protect their health. We have seen in the news many hospitals are out of use. Many hospitals, mighty God, are not in service. Many medical supplies has been destroyed. Many first aid equipment has been destroyed, mighty God. The roads are ruined. Yes, mighty God, the roads are destroyed. Some trees are cut down and block the roadways. I pray, mighty God, that you will protect their health, protect your people's health, mighty God, so that they won't go into any situation where they need medical attention at a time like this. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, I pray that you will protect them from every pestilence, every incident, every danger. In the name of Jesus, I pray, mighty God, that all doors will be open so that, mighty God, they will have a dry place to sleep, to rest their head. Yes, mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that there will be food enough to sustain them throughout this drought. Yes, mighty God, I pray that you will release. Yes, mighty God, that Joseph, yes, Lord, that has been stored up the provision for a time like this. I pray, mighty God, that the Joseph is across Jamaica will release the that they have been stored up for the disaster like this, Lord, and it will be distributed accordingly in the name of Jesus. I pray that resources will be released, mighty God. I pray that there will be new talents, mighty God, that you will give to your people, mighty God, able to nail a roof on. Yes, mighty God, to nail the zinc on and whatever. Pray that hands and heart will be together. Pray for the cold. Yes, mighty God, I pray for the weak and the sick. And I pray, mighty God, that you will send help in the name of Jesus to help them to fix back their things together, mighty God. Yes, Lord God, we pray, mighty God, that churches will be rebuilt in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God, with a primary focus to put you first in everything. Schools will be rebuilt. Yes, mighty God. Yes, hospital will be rebuilt. Business places, factories, mighty God, industries. Yes, Lord, it will come back together. The roads, the infrastructures, mighty God, will be back in place. How they're going to do it, mighty God, only you know, to send relief from all over the world, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that when these relief would have come ashore, that there will be no selfishness in the distribution of it, mighty God. But Lord God, it will be freely given, freely received, and freely given without any personal gain towards it, mighty God, any selfish gain. But you, Lord God, will distribute to your people as they have a need to rebuild and to put back the place back together again. Spirit of the living God, move across Jamaica land even now. Soften hearts around the world, mighty God, that will help in these relief positions. Yes, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will show yourself strong, Lord. Visualize yourself the people that have known you as Lord and Savior. I pray, mighty God, when they look at this catastrophe, yes, Lord God, that they will be drawn to your spirit, mighty God. They will be break up
God,
their
that they
folly
are not
grounds.
alone,
They will
that you are
turn
with them.
to
You
you,
are
Lord God, to
Emmanuel,
know you
God
as
with
Lord
us.
and
Alone,
Savior.
God, you
You say,
promise
Lord
us
God,
to
if my
leave us.
people
God,
would
we are
call
here
by
to
my
perform
name
your
and
hard
humble
work
themselves
upon our
and pray
behalf, Lord.
and
We
seek
thank
my
you,
face
Lord, for what
and
you've
turn
done,
from their wicked
for what
ways,
you have
then you will
revealed
hear from heaven. You will forgive their sin and you will heal their land, mighty God. We thank you for the healing of Jamaica land we love. Yes, mighty God, our anthem is singing out for us, our Father,
mighty
our
God.
Land. Yes, mighty God, I pray Jesus Christ of Nazareth for your blood covering. Yes, mighty God, Lord God, we have known that it has become an increasingly violent places when mankind has become lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God. We have seen, mighty God, the blood of our brothers crying out from the ground. So much innocent blood has been shed across that country, mighty God, even to the last where they want to legalize. Oh, there is a mighty God, witchcraft want to be legalized. But I come against it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it will be a rebuilt city in the name of Jesus, a fortified city in the name of Jesus, a city, Lord God, that is set upon a hill that has its light lit up, mighty God. Mighty God, I pray that Jamaica will be a lifeboat. Yes, mighty God,
with
those that see the light will come, mighty God, in fellowship with you, Jesus. I pray for a bright morning. Yes, mighty God, a bright morning over Jamaica, Lord. That, Lord God, they will see you as Lord, high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, Lord God. Mighty God, put back the broken pieces together. You are able, mighty God, to build. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord, you're able to build back the walls of Jerusalem. You are able, mighty God, to set it back up. And we are depending on you, Jesus. Comfort in the eye of the storm, mighty God. Comfort through it all, mighty God. Yes, Lord, cover, Jesus. Protect your own, mighty God. Preserve, Lord God. See
your
lives,
will that
mighty God.
Yes,
mighty God. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying, mighty God. We pray for their minds, Lord God. That mighty God, that they won't take
RBN.
It to heart, but Lord God, they will look
tonight.
To you from whence cometh their help.
To
their
every
help
need
come from
in the
you,
mighty name
God.
Of
I pray, Jesus
pray
Christ,
God,
that those that
your
suffer
name
with
be
any illnesses like hypertension,
God,
whatever
tonight,
illnesses, mighty God, that Lord God, you will
name.
Use
I'm
the situation that they're going through to cause them to lift their faith in you, mighty God, so they can be healed. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, have mercy. Yes, Lord, as we look to you, mighty God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, mighty God, for what you will do through this season, for how you put back things together again. Mighty God, have your way, Jesus.
And
worthy is
your
name, mighty
and
God.
To give a praise tonight,
worthy you are to be praised. Hallelujah.
In
Thank
Jesus'
you,
name
Jesus.
We pray. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless your name tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just
Hallelujah.
To take him at his word.
Thank you.
You know, as we live with the strength of the Lord, his joy, which is our strength, is my prayer and my earnest desire that all will be well with you and your family and your individual situation, and that the Lord of all grace will show up in this time, this opportune time, for the God of our salvation to show forth his many arms, you know, show forth his many arms of provision, and to release in our in our own little corner of his grace and his mercy. Sometimes it's not in the physical things, but having a sane mind and a collective mind is better than even the physical stuff. You know, when you know you can weather the storm and you don't look like you're a storm, your face is still lit with brilliance. You know, when you can come through the smoke and there is no smell of smoke on you. You know, when you can have that peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. So I just pray God's blessing over you and see you next week, God's willing, as we continue our regular Bible study. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Good
Amen.
night,
So,
everybody. Good
yes,
night.
so
Good night,
greet.
everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good
Yes,
night,
greet.
everybody. Good
Greet
night.
someone.